Uno, uno.
Not really sure. Podcast episode number 11. Uno, uno. What do I always say in the beginning? You can hear us on Stitcher, iTunes,
Podomatic, our host site.
I feel like I say the same thing all the time.
Yeah. It's all right.
Is that okay?
People need to know.
Can we hear the cars driving by?
No, you're good.
You're good? In our new podcast facility?
You got a new podcast room, the Red Room?
I feel like we moved down a floor. Is that good or bad? Usually a promotion is like up. We came down a floor.
We did.
It's bigger space, though. Better than us just staring at each other's dicks at your desk, basically.
It's true. Well, the one we did in the basement and that...
That was weird.
That was just weird.
That was just weird for everybody.
I feel like we're on the Underground Railroad.
For everybody. And I don't know. Can I seg into that?
Yeah.
For everybody? Speaking of everybody, we would like to welcome back our good friend Brian Six to the
Brian
podcast.
Six. Yep.
Yep.
Woo! Yep. And shit.
Boys, boys.
And so with his such effeminate ways on the last podcast, we decided, hey, why not get an actual girl on here? And we'd like to invite Emily Sheets to the podcast. Sheets.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
She couldn't make it, though, so we invited this whore.
I actually just got a sexy wink from her. I don't even know
sexy
her.
Wink. Sexy wink. Hey, guys. Wink. Thanks for coming. So did you get any response, Brian, from your last podcast?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did people say?
They liked it a lot.
Tell those guys don't quit their day jobs?
No. They liked it a lot. They thought the discussion went well. They kind of went off the deep end a couple times, but I said... You know, you're going to have to expect that from us anyway. They were sitting around drinking and talking into microphones.
Big connoisseurs of whale cum,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually the last half hour on this, we just were pretty surly. And
yeah.
Right.
Especially myself, I can't focus.
I just can't actually wait to go to your shore house and walk in and go, seasonal fluid.
Yeah.
If you don't get that joke, listen to the last one, assholes.
I feel like we should fill Emily in a little bit.
Nah, fuck her. No,
you should have done your homework before you came.
Yeah. Right. I was told that we're going to be discussing sea animals today.
Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah, I can explain that. I texted Emily about doing the show, and she said, yeah, you know, just, you know, give them my details. I said, okay. And what was the word that
it's a fin time. You said
oh,
it's a
yes.
Fin time.
I said, yes, it's a very fin time. She texted me back saying, yes, I'm always down for a fin time. I said, yes. I said, I just noticed that as well. And yes, we do. You know, discuss sea creatures. Dolphins and sharks.
Yeah, I'm down for a fin time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
good time.
Fin.
What was the... I found something really good. I saw a commercial. You ever see a commercial for a show that's in season two and you're like, really?
You're like, when did that show come out?
Like, they're like showing a commercial and I see Mark Paul Gosselaar and... and what's the other dude's name?
I'm looking right at Road Trip. What's his
name? Yeah, Breckenmeyer.
Breckenmeyer.
So I see a commercial for that, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, Summertime's reruns. And they're like, no, not reruns. Franklin and Bash, season two. And I'm like, really? Like, that didn't go down with, like, Terra Nova?
We might as well just add a show that's on USA, too. Got a season two, because they do a commercial together. The Isolozzi and something. The two lady cops.
Oh, Isolde and Rizzoldi.
That's it.
That sounds like a recipe.
It. No, that was it.
Might as well just said it's not season that, finale.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both got seasons. A season two. I'm not too sure how. But USA keeps pumping out all those shows. Burn Notice. That's on like season seven.
They
Jesus
did
Christ.
It. Oh, my God. They
who watches
it?
That show?
My mom loves it.
Nice. They I was going to say, who the fuck does anybody here know anybody watches that show?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
They did a great thing on SNL, and it was the whole game show was... Do you know anything about the show Burn Notice?
Right.
And they're
okay.
Like, all right, just tell me what the television show Burn Notice is about.
Yeah.
And you just hear like the ding, ding, and they're like, can you tell me what station it's on? Where does it take place? And just zero answers from everyone. And that's
CSI,
the same thing.
CSI Burn Victims Unit.
So wait, Zach Morris isn't in that one, right?
He's in Franklin
and
Banger.
He's in the Franklin and Franklin and Banger.
Yeah, Zach Morris is in that one.
I mean, you got it. Like, when you see someone like that, like, you see, like, all right, it's Mark Paul Gosselaar, and you're like, all right, let's maybe attach someone who can, like, carry the show. Like, he was on NYPD Blue,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's had consistent work.
It's just you can't put, like,
running.
Two has-beens together and be like, man, they're really going to drive this. Like, it's like two permit drivers. Like, right. beta doesn't equal one licensed right. driver, yeah. basically. You're not going to watch because you're like, hey, guy from Road Trip and Zach Morris yeah. both on this show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my, yeah. That was my bashing.
Are we at the point where we talk about zombies yet? Because I definitely wanted to talk about that.
You can bring it up whenever all you right. want. Because right. I will talk zombies. Because I have actually a question.
Maybe
long.
You guys can help me on this. Is the fact that I've been researching bath salts all week, and I'm new to this.
Okay. Yo, today,
keep your bath salts out my bathwater, bro.
Right. Exactly.
I need an answer on this.
But here's the question. Here's my question. Who was the first kid to be like, "What do you want to do tonight?" Well, my mom's got bath salts. We should smoke them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how did this become a drug?
Wait, okay,
well,
so you
like
did the
poppy
research?
Plants. How did who figured out
yeah,
how to
that's true.
Get heroin out of poppy it's, plants?
And now you, they have the list. If you do the Wikipedia for I'm nuts with Wikipedia, but the bath salts, Wikipedia. They have the list of illegal in this state, and it's like I think it's like 12 or 13 states. They're illegal.
Wait, yeah. so these kids? All right, so I'm just catching up myself.
Okay.
Bath salts isn't it just a nickname for this type of drug?
Yeah,
they're actually
no.
smoking bath salts.
Yes,
it's not a slang.
No.
It's not
bath
a slang.
Salts.
It's literal.
It's literal
bath,
yes. bath salts.
Yeah. Fucking send that to somebody, and they're like, "No, dude, it's a slang." And I'm like,
"No,
I really
so.
Think it's
I thought it was a
wrong.
Fucking slang."
I don't know.
Dude, I got my iPad right there.
Yeah,
we can fucking
go.
Look
yeah.
it up.
Let's get to the bottom of this because it's been driving me nuts.
They package it and sell it as bath salts so that they can avoid FDA regulation.
So, all right. So, let's say I'm not in the mood to get high as fuck, naked, and eat somebody's face.
Yeah.
Can I actually use them as bath salts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
But what do they do?
That product sells itself. The hell,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So when you're saying when I'm like sitting like romantically by myself in the bathtub, candles lit, rose
not
petals,
in a face eating mood,
not yeah. in a face eating yes. mood. When I put the bath salts in my bathtub, I'm not going to eat somebody's face. I just
no,
have to smoke
it's
it.
It's not that way. You gotta I believe you have to smoke them.
Like here's you know how some nights. You want to drink, and then some nights you don't. It's just like some nights you want to relax in a nice tub. Sometimes you want to eat a homeless guy's face.
Yeah.
By the way,
delicious.
Anyone but me see the pictures of that dude?
Yeah, it was
alive and well.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, I saw him. He was actually on CNN this morning. He's on like his
he
ninth
ate the
surgery.
Whole beard.
The whole beard.
The whole beard. Did you see that guy's beard?
The whole beard.
The beard was the most difficult part. I would have guessed
him
nose.
Up, dude. He
I
actually gave him
nose.
A pretty sweet trim. He did.
He cleaned him up a little
he
bit.
He had a beard. Like, I'm talking like, you know, like Mick Foley out here beard.
Yeah.
And that was gone. Like, mini ZZ Top beard. And that guy ate the whole thing. And, like, into his face.
How
like,
do you,
just, like,
wait, how do you eat a beard? Did he chew? Did he have scissors or a knife?
I think he raw dogged the whole thing.
Yeah. Raw dog.
How do you
fucking
eat hair off of someone's face?
I think it's like corn on the cob. Like,
cats
you just
do
go
it.
Into
I don't
it.
Know, cats
like,
do it.
Yeah,
off
if you just dive in, you're going to get right down to the core. And, like, those little corn hairs, they're going right down your gullet, too.
I just don't understand how he could eat like a nose, you know, like this is all cartilage. I know that, but it's like insane to me that this guy went that deep into the face, which is just brutal because they had the pictures online where it's the guy's face and then after.
Yeah.
He even had
and
an
it
eyeball.
Looks, yeah. It looks like somebody was just digging in there. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how he did it. It
looked like the dude's face got fucking chewed up by a weed whacker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a lawn chipper or something.
Like
you know
I actually looked at it and thought like, as he, I don't know where he started out, but like they, you could only see the picture of him like lying down on the ground, but like it looked like a pounded orgy vagina. Like as the time went on, like it just kept spreading and just like there was, you see more red and it just felt like he was just pushing it apart and it just looked like,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That was terrible.
I'm never going to look at a vagina the same way ever again.
You know, Tom, you really
she's
going to
be in the shower and I like shaving like, I just can't.
Jeez,
I just can't jump.
What the fuck happened?
I'm just going to grow it out for the summer. Just going to grow it out for the summer. Fuck this.
I just ruined all gangbang movies that Emily has in her. She's gonna be clearing shelves when she gets home. Like, guess I can't watch these anymore.
No more fun for this gal.
Another fact to that story was when they showed the pictures of him and he was naked, of course, eating the homeless guy.
Of course.
Why wouldn't he be?
Why wouldn't he be?
And the cops said that when they approached him, they said, you know, let me see your hands, blah blah blah, and he growled at them. Growled at them like a real zombie, whatever. But my question is, why did they still put a bullet through him? Like, I understand he's eating their face, but all he did was growl. Like, he didn't attack him, nothing, but they still put a bullet on him. Like,
dude,
wouldn't you want to let this guy get sober? And I think this would be even worse.
Find out?
Yeah. And be like, this is what you did.
Like, dude,
on
look,
bad
what you, look what you did. Bad dog. Yeah. Look what you did. Yeah. Bad zombie.
I feel I like the mystery is way better than the truth.
Yeah.
Because he would be like, I don't know, man. I smoke bath salts. I was like, I'm going to eat that dude's face. Yeah. Like, that's
yo,
it.
Like, yo, that's that nigga all gay.
He's going to get. Yeah. You know?
Well, they also had one about, it. Where was it? I think it was Maryland, where a guy ate his roommate's heart out.
Yeah. And that's his brain, another. Too, or something, right?
Yeah. Well, he was going for it. I don't think he got all of
in defense, I think the guy had just got a new outfit and said to his roommate, eat your heart out. So, you know, in defense.
Also, in defense of all this zombie eating shit.
You were just waiting for me to bomb.
Jeffrey Dahmer did it in the 90s. I'm just saying, there's nothing new.
Yeah, seriously. Everything is coming back from the 90s,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ.
Cannibalism, Ray-Bans, flannel.
Yo, Ray-Bans were big in the 50s, all right?
Yeah.
And came back 90s. In the 90s and came re-back.
Yeah, it's like, you know, swing dancing.
What? When did that come back?
It was big. Then it was big in the 90s. It's on its way, dude.
When Swingers came out.
Throw back a bottle of beer.
When Swingers came out, everybody wanted to take swing. You know, they wanted to do the lessons and, you know, take the swing lessons and all that. And then, you know, they realized it was stupid, so they didn't.
They realized it died out for a reason.
Just plow through, Emily. Neither one of these guys are going to shut up. Just plow through.
Besides Tom bombing, I'm waiting for... I'm waiting for the moment when, like, the spokespeople come out, like, for bath salts. And they're like, and they come out and they're like, listen, I know bath salts have gotten a really bad rap.
like you're waiting for, like, the press conference?
Yeah. Listen, bath salts are... But listen, they have medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very reasonable... Like, every single drug has those people that are total champions. And, like, listen, I know LSD gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
You're going to, like, have a bad trip.
Absolutely right.
And, like,
all right, ladies
weed.
And gentlemen, the president of Bed Bath & Beyond will be making a five-minute statement. There will be three pre-planned questions. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
What are they supposed to say? Like, what if your company is bath salts? You know what I mean? You're on the phone, somebody tell you that, you know, you just hear like, wait, he did what?
Yeah.
To what? From smoking what?
From smoking our product?
Yeah. And what are you supposed to tell your employees?
Yeah, like,
sorry, guys, we're out of business. Why? Some asshole ate somebody's face off after he smoked our product.
And they were like, dude, I've been smoking it for years. I never want to eat my face off. You fucking kidding me? That dude just had a bad trip. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Tell him he can handle his shit better.
I just like to giggle
and go on walks when I smoke bath salts. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I used to just feel really romantic and want to like light candles and read Shades of Grey in my bathtub. I mean, what the fuck?
It's a really nice night. He's ruining it for the rest of us.
What is
it? Use it responsibly.
What is it in bath salts, though? Is there like one thing that they're focusing on? Like this will activate the nut job in any person that smokes them?
Maybe they're fucking making them in meth labs. Maybe they're fucking passing off crack crystals for bath salts.
Kids are insane. Well, this guy wasn't really even a kid either. Is he like 40 or thing?
Yeah.
Between 30 and 40. He wasn't young or anything.
He was like 37.
Yeah, he was definitely in like his 30s or something.
They were talking about, imagine being the cop though. Like you were saying, like, why put a bullet in the guy?
Because
you want to hear the story.
I wouldn't.
Dude, you walked
up. Put a leash on him.
At first, okay, all right, so you're the cop. You get the call, and then you walk up, and you're like, all right, this seems to be like a fight. Then you get a little closer, and you're like, all right, one dude's naked.
Yeah.
Nothing I haven't seen him before.
Crack.
And then you get a little closer, and then you see somebody's eating or chewing on somebody's face, or as far as you can tell. You're like, all right. This doesn't look like a sexual thing. You know, all these things are being processed within like 15 seconds. And then you're like, sir, can you stop that? And then he turns and goes like, and you're like, you don't really have time to whip out the handbook and go like, I don't even know what section this is under.
Yeah.
I'm just going to fucking put a bullet in his stomach.
Then how do you call that back
in his
to the
stomach?
Station.
And then you're like, okay. Still going.
Yeah.
On to the second course. I don't know. You know, maybe one in the shoulder. And then
it was right through his
chest.
It's like right here. You can see it on his back. It like went all the way through.
No, that cop said,
chest.
Fuck this. I watched The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
This dude's going down.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom, can you do the bath salts man growl again?
Yeah. With the face.
I missed it. I looked away. His face is legit.
Yeah.
It's all for
Tom's
you guys.
High on bath salts.
I'm about to be.
That would be a really good podcast if you guys got your guests high on bath salts.
Oh my god! But you couldn't say that though. Well, I don't think it's illegal in Pennsylvania right now. I know they're probably going to assume, but you really should try it and maybe like put like a glass window in the door let them sit in here and smoke it and be like, we're going to stand out here and do the podcast, but we're definitely going to be watching you the whole time.
Like observing.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you're, like Chuck Bonner.
Like, get Chuck on the show. Let Chuck do it. We all know Chuck. We all
could
look.
Literally
he's basically
see
naturally
him,
on bath.
I could literally
yeah,
see
I think
him
he, I think
ripping
he meant
someone's
smoking.
Head off.
Yeah.
He could clean rip someone's head off
oh,
on bath
was,
salts.
Oh, no. Yeah. Eating like, people, that's
straight
that's
Mortal
AAA
Kombat,
for him.
Hold it up with the spine dangling.
Oh, yeah.
Rip someone's head off.
Yeah. He could do that sober. That's imagine true. Him on bath salts. Even the Hulk would be like, easy, man. Relax. I'm on your side.
Classic Chuck.
Jesus. Yeah. Calm down.
It is.
Typical.
That guy.
Yeah. So what else is going on in the world?
I don't know. I just noticed Emily's pants matched the room. I'm pretty
yeah.
excited.
Yeah. Well,
hey.
She knew. I did my research. She I like to blend into the walls.
She was driving back and forth
I
in front of my house
mm-hmm.
for the past week.
Yep. Does that weird you out at all? Or?
No, not at all. It's usually
okay.
dudes, so I'm grateful it's a girl.
Yeah. No, cool. Okay. Dudes. Who are these dudes?
I don't know.
Everyone.
It's usually Tom driving up and down
in the red room.
I'm the only one with not some random red on. Like, you have your shoes, her pants, your shoes, I have them, the mouse pad.
Yeah.
That
his,
little pad
his,
under the couch.
His beer bag.
Do you feel mm-hmm. left out, Brian? Are you
I mean,
a little,
I could probably.
A little vulnerable right now?
A little bit.
Feel more a part
I,
of?
You know, the bottom
Tom
lips
bite
quivering.
Into your face. Make some bread if you want.
Just get a little red going.
I'll just hold this Pabst can.
That has red in it.
Nixon
that
cap,
has red
buddy.
In it.
Get your real red out.
Yeah.
All right. So I, somebody sent me this on like Facebook, and it was here's the title: 11 more nostalgic activities today's kids will never experience. And I know we're not like old people, mm-hmm. but
I'm actually 87.
Okay,
yeah.
That's other than
damn.
Emily,
yeah, bath
smoking
salts.
Those bath salts.
There you go,
keeps you young, guys. Oh, the benefits.
Oh, that's what happens when you actually use bath salts
yeah.
for the right purpose,
and yeah. you smoke them too.
Yeah,
is that why you're wearing those shoes?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you making fun of my shoes?
Tom, no. Tom apparently is the fashion police.
These are
I
really
wasn't.
Cool yeah. shoes.
I they all right. I'm sorry.
Got them in Paris.
She lives in Fishtown, dude. They're cool.
Boom.
I know this. So. Knowing the satisfaction of watching a portable TV. I guess the excitement of like when you actually could watch a portable
that's stupid
television.
Movie. They were awful. I hated that's those stupid. Things.
Yeah,
they were,
yeah but
never got
but
any reception.
Then it was exciting.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Oh, like owning a Discman or like Walkman.
Yeah. That was huge.
Oh, fuck
that,
yeah.
That
was
huge.
Was that exciting?
Fuck.
Was that exciting?
Hell yeah. How old are you, Emily?
Think to when you got it.
Yeah.
Please tell me over at least 25.
87. 26. Mm-hmm.
You're 26?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
oh,
a
man.
Baby. I feel like an old man.
Well, ooh. I think the biggest thing when the Discman shop was those yellow ones, the sport ones.
Oh, hell
somebody,
yeah.
That was serious. I
dude.
Was like, whoa, this dude listens to CDs. Everything else you could like breathe on and be like,
fucking
and it would
skip.
Yeah, those yellow ones you could throw against a brick wall.
Dude,
yeah.
you literally needed like a fucking,
after,
it had like a padlock
after
to close it.
You switched on the shock absorber.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
which
you
fucking
had to switch on the shock
for two songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Shock absorber.
The next one was hanging out with friends without any distractions.
That's true.
That's
that
so
is true.
That's
yeah.
true.
That's
yeah.
so true. Know what else has got to be on there? Knocking for your friends.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
actually not like, hey, can so-and-so come out to play? Like, I want to hang out. And they got to
yeah.
fucking interact with their parents and
I
shit.
I would get yeah. mad if somebody did that to me now. Like, dude. Did you text me?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. I would too.
Tom actually something? Has a funny story about that.
I also play music for money. I DJ sometimes. So I was
what
DJing
kind of music
just
play?
Like a bar, you know,
he's
whatever.
A, he's
I
a
do,
wedding DJ.
I DJ weddings, bars,
really?
Whatever. Yes, I
oh,
yeah, yeah.
We'll have to talk about that.
Yes. So
roller skating rings.
Yeah.
Backward skate only.
So I was out DJing and I was drinking. It was at a bar. I had a couple beers or whatever. And a friend of mine on Facebook had just put like, hey, I'm hanging out at my house, like drinking beers, hanging out. Not to me, just posted
in general,
on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in general. So he lives close by to me and I was driving home. It's past, like, I passed his house to get to my house. So I was like, you know, I had a couple beers. Like, I was drunk, you know what I mean? But I was like, that's like, it's not even that late. I mean, it's like 2 a.m, but whatever. Like, you know, anyone wants to hang out, you know? So I've only been to the guy's house once before, and it was like when he first bought it, and he was like, dude, you know, I just bought this house. I'm like, this is awesome. nice house, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, so then, he's known this guy since seventh grade.
Okay.
So I went, so I pulled up, and I pull up, and I, like, have the windows down. I can hear people, like, partying. It sounds like 20 people, you know. So I'm like, now, again, it was just a general Facebook comment, you know. And, again, yeah, I've known this dude since, like, 97. Mm. So I, like, walk up to the house, and then, like, for a split second, like, my mind was like, dude, should you be really doing this? And I was like, oh, whatever, like, I'm already at the door. So, like, I was at the door, saw somebody in there, like, that I knew, waved, and then, like, went in the door. And then I, like, went and I hung out or whatever, had a couple beers. Everything was cool. Like, there was only, it was actually only a couple people. They were just really, really loud.
Yeah.
And so, you know, had, like, two beers, you know, hung out, smoked a cigarette, you know, like, they grilled up burgers and stuff. Like, you know, I got it like, hey, you want a burger? I'm like, yeah, you know, I have a burger. So do that next morning. I get up. I'm like hanging out, you know, and then I get a text. And it's like, dude, don't ever, ever show up to my house uninvited, you know, like, and like just walk uninvited, unannounced, and just like walk in the door. And I was like, oh. And I was like, taken aback, like, and so I was just like, hey, like, sorry, dude, like, I, you know, I was drunk, like, I, you know, like, I saw you posted that thing, I didn't even think about it, like, I just thought, you know, and, like, basically, yeah, the long and short of it was, like, I guess I thought we were more friends than yeah, we are, I guess.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter that you just
and
showed
up. And I said it to Rick, you know, about my friend, and, like, I've done that. Now, this is pre-Facebook. Like, I've done that. Like, so-and-so says someone's having a party or whatever, which is technically different because it wasn't, like, a party.
Right.
It was just people hanging out. Right. So I completely, like, I'm not saying that it was wrong. Like, he's wrong. I'm saying I'm wrong. Like, in a sober mind, I'm like, all right, yeah, I guess when I think about it, you know, maybe not that cool to, like, just show up, you know. But it's just my fault because, again, like, I thought maybe I was more friends with the dude. And also, like, I've done that 100 times before. And the reaction is, like, if you just randomly posted on Facebook, like, you were having a party or people over, I show up at, like, 2 a.m, everyone's gonna be like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
You know? So I was just kind of, like, taken aback. And then I was just like, all right, sorry, man. And then it was, like, another follow-up test. Like, yeah, man, it's bullshit. Like, I should have threw you out or something like that. Like, I you know.
Did you say why did you post it on Facebook?
No. But, again, like, that's – it's I'm not saying he was wrong. Like, he was just – posting on Facebook again, not towards me, just a post. But I was just kind of shocked because, again, I've known the guy for a while, so I was like, I don't know. I was kind of like, not trying to gauge people's reaction. I've just like, I've done that before, hundreds of times, to like not even friends of mine, like my brother's friends, and I'll just show up and they're like, "What's up, dude?" Like, you know, just random shit.
Yeah,
people
cares?
I haven't seen in years, and they're like, awesome, and this dude was not happy about it.
Well, the first text was kind of like, me and Tom, I was like, you know, whatever, man. But I will, and then that second text he sent, I'm like, that's fucking dickish. Like,
yeah,
what are
like
we in high school? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, bro, like, I can't be seen with you, man. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, dude.
Do
like,
you still talk to this guy?
No, it's funny, and I'm not even like normally like this, but. Again, like,
did you delete him from FB?
I did just for the fact.
Oh, you did?
The fact of like, I'm aware that I can make like semi dumb drunk decisions. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna cut it off. And like, I've only hung out with the dude a couple times in the past couple years, and it's been like very casual. Again, I just thought we were more friends. I guess I thought we were more friends than he thought.
Yeah. If honestly, not to be corny, but like, if you can't show up to somebody's house and then they fucking text you next day, I wouldn't be friends with them on Facebook either.
Yeah. So
apparently,
I was just
there's
like,
no reason
like,
why be friends with somebody on Facebook if they're going to fucking not want you at their house.
And again, like, I was totally apologetic because in hindsight, I was like, oh yeah, like I kind of just did show up to your house. Like maybe I built it up in my mind, like, oh, so and so's having a party. Like I'll just stop by. But I've never got that reaction before. Like usually it's like, oh man, fucking this is great, you know? Because again, like especially if you're having people over and it's late and it's just the same 5 people that were hanging out, and then someone new shows up, you know, you're like, great party, you know? But, like it's like breathing a little life into whatever. But yeah, it was,
maybe he just really, really doesn't like you, apparently.
I guess. And so yeah, I just kind of cut it all out. I was just like, wow, I just never would have got that reaction. And like,
the
Tom's
vibe,
upset about it, as you can tell. He's very emotional about this.
Seriously, how long ago was this?
Like last weekend.
Last weekend.
Oh, this just happened. Oh, yeah, like, just so happened. Fired up about it.
We talked like three years ago. No, this happened. We already talked about this. I'm just sitting here taking it back
last
in.
Last weekend. I was kind of shocked. And again, like I guess it was me overthinking how much of friends we were, I guess.
Nah, dude. And you know, we both grew up in the Northeast. I mean, more so me. I mean, you came in a little bit later. That's just the Northeast mentality. Everyone's still stuck in high school. When you're born and raised in the same zip code and then buy a house and still live in the same zip code that you grew up in.
Yeah.
It's kind of, everyone has that mentality.
Yeah, I was wrong. I've never gotten that reaction before. So that's just kind of weird.
Tom, we realize you're upset about this. And we actually have a surprise guest.
Yes.
Nice. Bring him out.
That's why we brought a girl to the podcast.
Nice. So yeah, that happened. That was fun. Bobby, come on out here.
This whole time, I'm thinking like 3-4 years ago this actually happened.
I know. This was like literally six days ago.
This is a fresh wound for him.
Yeah. He was like, what were you?
We can't even really make fun of him right now.
I know.
It's too soon.
I just don't think Tom has ever felt the rejection of that. So it's like,
what's that mean?
Yeah, seriously. This usually gets me through everything.
So really, are you friends with him on Facebook?
Known him longer than Tom. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Good.
And this is what's funny. So, it's like what you just said. You never felt that kind of rejection, right?
Right.
Since high school or grade school. Like we're like 30 now.
Yeah.
Like who like gets called out? Like, you know what I mean?
No, what you do now is wait for him to post it again. And that's when you roll over like 30 deep. And you're the first one to walk in and be like, hey, man, I know I kind of fucked up last time. I felt like I should come back and make amends. Hang on a second. These guys are like, come on in. Just put that anywhere.
Just like put that anywhere.
Yeah.
Like an 80s party movie. Like,
it's like,
yeah, just put that shit over there. Yeah.
You can set the keg over there. It's cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's like in, whatchamacallit? In,
the comic. No. Actually, knowing this dude, bring like 30 black gay guys over. Oh my God, it'll go over so well.
I just thought the comic in me thought like to not delete and then like show up again and be like, dude, I'm real sorry about last time, but like, yeah, you think I could hang out? You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like looking around the door.
You have to.
You know, like, think I can come in and apologize? Like, hey, you got any beer?
That or you just get, just tell everybody to start sending him friend requests and he'll be like, oh, this is awesome. You don't even know these people. And then we're just going to start posting up like, yo, when's the next party, asshole?
We're just sending friend requests. Everyone is sending friend requests to show up at his house.
Monday
night at like 11 o'clock with a case of beer.
If it was my, I just, again, like everybody's different. The situation was reversed and I, like, let's just say I was uncomfortable with someone showing up to my house. I would have taken a different tact with like, hey, like, dude, you know, good time, like stopping by, like, you know, I don't want to be a dick, but like, think maybe like, just text me or call me, like, you know, it was just kind of like out of the blue.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know, yeah, absolutely. That's what I would say
like,
if I was a kid.
I invited people over, like, and, you know, like, whatever. It was just kind of, you know, weird that you just showed up. Like, that kind of
There's a way nicer way. Yeah, exactly. Right. Say, whatever, hey, listen, like, man, it wasn't really like that.
You know
I should have probably said something, but I didn't. I let you hang out the whole night.
Yeah. Oh, I was there for like an hour and a half. Like, it wasn't all night. And the vibe was cool.
Oh, well, then
like,
who gives a shit? You're there for an hour and a half. The guy can't deal with it, then it's a shitty party as it is.
Well, it's, again, I'm not trying to talk shit about it because I feel that I was in the wrong for doing it, but I've just never gotten that reaction before. So it was like really weird to like,
since high school,
wake up to the text when I was like thinking like, yeah, that was pretty fun, you know? Yeah. And then I like wake up and I was like, apparently not, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are girls right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know that's what I mean? Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I can't believe
you brought it up. What Becky did you say? Stop by just, someone's house.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Becky just stopped by here. Like, should I say something? Like, should I fucking say something? Are you going to defriend her? Like, fuck her. Fuck her. No, seriously. Like, this is high school bullshit, you guys.
Fuck her.
This is high school bullshit.
She is such a slut. Oh my God. Oh my God. She
sucked off. Since the seventh grade. And this is how she fucking treats me.
She sucked off.
I'm gonna cry. You know what? It's not even worth getting worked up over.
She sucked off Tom McDermott behind a 7-Eleven last weekend. They were smoking bath salts. Totally bit his penis off.
Oh,
I'm so mad I made her food when she was here. What a bitch. I hope she got the message.
So
it was weird. It was really weird. And I think that was the other thing too. It's been so long since any like that kind of
I guess, drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. So it was just totally shocking.
Nobody cares. After you're 25, if you have a party, anybody shows up, nobody gives a shit.
Dude, if I was sitting at home with two people at my house or by myself on a Saturday night, someone knocked at my door at like 1 in the morning, and I was just alone drinking, I'd be like, oh, yes.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, only you will be home alone drinking at 1 o'clock on a Saturday night. So.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yo, you guys want to hit this bath salt? About to let up a bowl real quick.
Yeah.
Dude. Now I'm like tempted, you know, like just to try it, like just to see what happens. Just smoke a little bit. Like not go all
I'll smoke one salt. See
one
what happens.
Salt.
One
grain.
How big are they?
Do they sell them in grains? How does it
work?
Yeah,
they literally look like rock salt.
Yeah.
They look
do.
Like.
Yeah, that's what they look like. I Googled it the other day. I was researching it.
I just know because I use them. I use them. What the fuck?
What are they for anyway? Like, what do they naturally do? Aren't they just for like muscle pain?
What
and
are bath salts
joint?
For?
As someone
let's
who
ask a vagina in the room.
Bathes in bath salts.
Apparently, since you're 87 and your skin is flawless.
Yeah, seriously. You got to be doing something. Sucking Tom Cruise dick or I don't know how that works.
I mean, I guess
the dick
salt
of
water
life.
Is just good. And they like have different scents and stuff. So I imagine they're like smelly. And I'm really not girly, so I'm completely the wrong person to ask.
I know
would smoke them before I would.
But you have a vagina,
them.
So you still have one up on us.
Yeah.
I know it's for like
actually,
joint
pain. I don't even
pain.
Know if you have a vagina. I'm just
that's
saying.
True. You
joint
don't even
pain.
Know.
I don't. I just met you tonight.
Know.
So
you don't even know what's here.
Arthritis pain.
I know it has something to do with like joint pain, arthritis, that kind of stuff. Like a almost like an aromatherapy type deal.
Zombie apocalypse.
I couldn't tell you're not girly the way you're sitting on that chair like it's a gym bench.
Put me in, coach.
You got any weights in here?
Yeah. Seriously.
Any weights in the red room?
See, now if you said the thing about Becky would be way funnier. They're like, you can believe that, bitch?
Can you believe it? Fuck her.
These only go up to 35.
Put another weight on. I'm getting pissed.
Seriously. Can I just do two dumbbells in one hand?
Put another weight on. I'm getting pissed.
Well, no, because if I lean back, awesome. I'm going to like fall asleep.
Put another LB on here. I'm so pissed off.
Yeah.
All right.
So the list keeps going on with this thing. Feeling the thrill of recording your favorite song on
absolutely.
Like a tape.
Oh,
fuck.
Absolutely.
When you're, dude, the stars
fuck
had
yes.
to align. You had to be
dude.
Home. You had to have a stereo with recording capabilities. You had
the
to
dual.
Have an available blank tape or tape with scotch tape over the ends.
Yeah.
And then you had to get it at the exact moment. And you had to hope some asshole DJ in the middle wasn't like, yeah! Because you're like, you just totally fucked this up for me.
Yeah. No, and the best part about it was you never recorded those tapes for yourself. You recorded those tapes with everyone else in your head. Like, when they hear this shit, it is going to blow their fucking mind. That one, like, I remember my one buddy, man, and he had the worst taste of music. I still tell him he's a good friend, but he has the worst taste of music. And he used to bring in these mixtapes. He'd be like, check it out, dude. This is Party Jam number 5. It's a step up
everybody,
from number 4.
Everybody.
Opens
shh.
Up.
Shh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
oh, yeah, dude.
Now, let me, before I put this on, let me just give you a little, intro.
And there was always like the last couple words a DJ said and the beginning of the words a DJ said in between
like,
each song.
And then it goes into a song. Yeah. And then like he'd hype it up and be like, yo, man, this tape is the hotness. It's going to get every party going and start out like, how bizarre. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That song? Really?
Listen,
how bizarre.
Like, really? If you're going to diss OMC, go on another fucking podcast, all right?
Yeah.
There will be none of that here.
I actually, you just made me, I was at a party and I didn't do it. I'm not that old. But I had like one of the first friends that would like burn music for you.
Yeah.
Like $10 a CD. But he was one of the first ones that would do mix CDs because a lot of people would just do albums for you.
Right.
So he would do mix CDs, give him a tape, give him a list, $10, he'd have it in like 2 days. So I got a little collection going, and all I wanted was old school hip hop and R&B from the late 80s and early 90s. That's all I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to like parties in like 2000, 2001. I'm like 18, 19 years old. I have like my little tri-fold of CDs,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, same thing. I'm like, all right, this fucking party's about to get popping.
Yep.
Go out, get my. So I'm at a party, and it's got like a. They move like the stereo, like the 4-layer stereo out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like putting my CDs on, but like some of the first burnt CDs ever.
Yeah.
So they're just like, they come with scratches already on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like playing it. I'm like, yeah, dude, fucking Poison by Bell Bib the Bow. Wait, it's coming up next. And then like people are like dancing on the deck and it's just skipping and skipping. And I'm like, fuck it. So I grab it and I'm just sitting on the step of the deck holding the CD player like, you're all going to love this. Yikes. It's awesome.
Yikes.
You were that guy.
Yeah, he was. He still is that guy.
I still am.
Makes sense. You're a DJ.
Now I just use blue. Yeah. That's good, you know, call. What? I just life for the party.
That, why, well, you... other than that one kids.
Oh no. Oh, I love six.
Yeah. Well, right. What's the next one? Give me one more.
All right. There's more. Getting up early for Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh my god, that's the best shit.
That's a
ever.
Given.
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
Fucking...
That's what's next? That's
kids like, still that's do that, even just, after they smoke bath
that's
salts.
That just made you yeah. American.
Yeah.
Now they just stay up till 5 in the morning playing Gears of War.
Yeah, I do that
too. All hopped up on Mountain Dew and bath salts.
Yeah.
Kids these days, we weren't like that, were
no.
we?
No.
We weren't like that.
No.
We were normal, nice. We played Kick the Can.
Oh my God, remember Freedom? Can.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Kutztown, Pennsylvania.
Flashlight tag.
My parents actually had money, so we just played real sports.
Oh man, Freedom was a shit, dude. We'd block off like, there was like a 5-block radius. You know what I mean? Just fucking
jailbreak. Yeah. Jailbreak. Well, oh, freedom.
It was like
30. Right?
Yeah, freedom. Thing, like 30 yeah. kids, 15 on each team.
Hell yeah!
It was like a 5-block hide and seek. It
yeah,
was amazing.
Absolutely.
Do you know how many Amber Alerts there would have been when we were just playing like Freedom?
Oh yeah.
Like seriously, you'd be like, "I'm lost. I'm lost." Oh, okay, like 3 hours go by. You're like, I guess I'll just go home. Like,
yeah, like kids today, instead of like they can do flash mobs, they could do flash games of freedom, really, if they wanted to, because they all have the technology. Back then, you had to like knock up, see if anybody was home, see if they were allowed out past when the streetlights went on, and then you get a game because it was always better at night.
Fuck the kids these days.
I hate the fucking kids. I hate kids. I can't stand them.
They suck. Every kid is like pregnant by the time they're 13.
Well, that's the problem. It's like it's scary. And like I shouldn't have to be scared of some 15-year-old kid coming down, but I know they have nothing else to do because except just torture me or whoever I'm with, and I'm gonna end up beating the shit out of one of these kids and catching a case.
Dude, I think we might talk about this on the last podcast.
On YouTube, yeah, and then exactly. It's going to be on a loop, like pounding in your ass in federal prison.
And then you're going to end up on Tosh.0 getting your ass beat.
Yeah.
Dude, I think we might have talked about this last time, but fucking kids scare the shit out of me too, especially living around here.
Yeah.
Fucking Fishtown kids, white kids who feel like they have something to prove.
Yeah, that's the worst kind of kids.
Yeah. Because get on the fucking trolley at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and on fucking Girard. The worst. I'm like, you like fear for your life.
I'd rather walk through North Philly
at 5 o'clock in the morning when
I
hate the N-word shirt on.
In the afternoon after school lets out, it's terrifying. I used to live near 8th and Market, and just droves at the gallery, just droves and droves of them. I was just like, oh god, I'm never coming outside ever again.
And that sucks too. It's just, but he's exactly right. It's just the kids. They feel like they have to do something to older people in front of your friend. And everybody did that. Everybody did some shit to kind of act cool in front of your friends and blah, blah.
I feel like you maybe yell something out.
Yeah.
And then if you get any reaction from adult, you immediately run away.
Yeah, that was the fun shit.
You're like, you know, some car driving by, you're like, asshole. You know?
Yeah.
And then if you see the brake lights, you're like, boom, go, go. Yeah. You know, like, and that's it.
And they wouldn't even have to chase you. You'd still have fun, though, because in your mind, they were right behind you. You know, even though those people probably didn't even hear you. But kids today, they'll wait, and it's like, all right, never mind.
They'll wait with a knife.
First, like, really nice Friday night, and, you know, unlike you guys, I actually live in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I still go to Wawa, and there's just kids hanging out, and I'm like, I know they're going to do something, but I'm just annoyed by their presence. I'm like, just go home.
The last time I was up in Northeast Philly, which was like, well, in Parkwood, I should say, like 2 months ago. There's a Wawa. I'm sure you're familiar with it, Tom.
Where's it at? What street?
In Parkwood. I don't know exactly where it's at. Byberry or something.
The big one. The gas station.
Big fucking mega Wawa.
I know where you're at.
Southampton.
Yeah, it's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm on my way back down here. I think we're hanging at my girlfriend's friend's house. You know, all my friends still live up there. I can't get in the fucking Wawa. I walk in and all the employees are outside. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? They're like, you can't go inside. There was a fight.
And I'm like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Like, what happened? There's two fucking 16-year-old kids that beat up a 40-year-old dude.
Jesus.
Right in front of the deli. And the dude's like all, the 40-year-old dude's like all bloody on the ground. The 16-year-old kids are in there like talking to the cops like, I don't know. And they had their fucking basketball shorts on with their black socks pulled up. You know
what
I mean?
Eight pairs of underpants.
With like their blowout and shit. And I'm just like, where the fuck am I? Like,
that's why you have to be scared.
Exactly. That was
like, I'm not sure. Depending on the 16-year-old, I'm not sure I could take them. Because I go to the fucking gym during the summertime.
They're all humped up on bath salts. They're
there lifting twice as much as I can. And if there's crazy two
kids?
Of them,
oh, yeah. These kids today are yoked. Kids today are yoked. It's insane. Yeah. I'm like, well, how old are you? They're like, you know what 14. I'm like, what?
What the fuck?
You know how many kids work 14, out?
14, three kids.
When I was in high school?
Fourth wife.
Two. There was two dudes that worked out when
the
I was in high school.
The football team.
Yeah.
No, not well, even talking about that. Ours. Those dudes worked out for football. So there was two guys that actually worked out just to work out and be like buff. And that was it. I knew two people that worked out.
They did not play sports. Oh, right. Okay.
Like,
just to keep in
just
shape.
Just went to the gym to go to the gym.
Right.
Every fucking 16-year-old is in there with his senior t-shirt with the fucking sleeves cut off with three of his friends at 12 o'clock in the afternoon now, and they're fucking, they are. They're huge.
I can't wait till those, the 15-year-olds that are 15 now, in like 15 years, they're saying things that we're saying right now.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine what they're saying about the 15-year-olds.
What it could be.
Old. Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I saw these 15-year-olds at the Wawa the other day, and one just shot a dude. One just straight up
just shot him. I don't know where this kid got his laser gun from, but just fucking just fucking vaporize this guy.
Fucking vaporize this dude.
Yeah, seriously.
They should really ban those.
He was shooting up bath salts.
Yeah, right in his eyeball.
Yeah, seriously, right in. Right into his tear ducts. That's the new shit.
He was waiting for his pizza to rehydrate. Yeah. It took too long.
I don't know if you guys ever smoked brawny paper towels, but, dude, that shit will get you fucked up now in 2032.
Dude, I remember actually, sadly enough, I'm going to admit this. I don't know if you were ever there. When I was like 16, I heard that fluoride toothpaste, if you smoked it, it got you fucked up.
They put it on blocks.
Yeah, people still do it? Oh, man, I don't feel that sad now. I used to put it on fucking Newport cigarettes.
You put toothpaste
on
your
fluoride
cigarettes?
Yeah, fluoride toothpaste. I did it once, and I just wanted to go to bed.
In his defense, have you seen people's teeth that smoke Newports? You know what I mean? So I think it was like possibility of two options. There.
Yeah.
Either like, get high or, you know.
I could either brush my teeth or not. I can't afford toothbrush this month. I'm on welfare. I'm just going to light up a Newport.
Yeah, seriously.
Newports are the classy cigarette.
They are.
That's for sure. It's the mark of class. That should be their... You're welcome, Newport. That should be your new slogan, tagline.
Should be. I think that should be our sponsor.
Yep.
Someone actually... Fucking... Thanks for providing the audio
tracker.
Thanks,
fucking Casey and JoJo.
Somebody goes, yeah, I seen Marlboro is selling, like, these cigarettes. They're called Marlboro Blacks. Like, has anyone ever heard of these? And I was like, yeah, they're called Newports.
Yikes. Racism's funny.
It is. But only if you do it lightheartedly.
Right now we got two people half paying attention.
Yeah.
Tom, hey, what Emily. Did the rich kids play when they were young? Because like I just picture me, Brian, and
I
Rick,
had to
like,
go,
kicking
no.
the can
I
and
did
you're
have
like
to
playing
go.
Water polo.
Yeah, let's get back to what Rich Tom Rich Tom played.
Water polo.
Yeah.
We
riding horses.
Well we had
hide the slave. Hide the butler.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeeves, go go hide in the fucking 14th bedroom that we have. I'll count to 10. I'll count to 10 to give you enough time to hide in our fucking mansion. 10 minutes.
Plates. We had I don't know, like, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this. We had a yard.
Yard
yeah.
with is
it's
that
like
cement
so,
the cement
wait, how do you spell that?
So think, your house,
yeah,
right?
I think
so
I've heard of this. How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Your house, right? If you look at it from the outside, there's no houses immediately attached to
it. Oh no, I don't.
Yeah, so it's like you have like it's called a single home.
It's like a garage?
Mm. No. Well, like a detached garage, but bigger and with bedrooms and bathrooms and a kitchen and you know a playroom and then a rec room and then a TV room and then
is
an
it,
actual dining room.
Is it owned by the city? Like that much land?
No, you just like you purchase a house and then it sits freely with no houses attached to it. And then on either side of it and in the front and back, there's just grass.
What?
Yeah.
Was your dad governor of some sort?
No. It was.
Did your dad invent Facebook?
Mm-mm. No. So yeah, it was. So we would use that grass, that space, that yard space to play
actual yard, sports.
Yard.
We would play actual sports. But when it, you know, there was like birthday parties or holidays, I would have to come to Philadelphia and pretend. Now, see, here's the thing is, I don't know, because you say freedom, but like I would hang out with my cousins at like Max Myers and like, you want to play Manhunt? And I'm like, that doesn't sound fun at all.
That sounds dangerous.
Manhunt and freedom are the exact same
thing. But it was just like from whatever neighborhood. But then they'd be like, yeah, dude, you do this, you get teams, and then there's home base. And I was like, and then I, of course, I would chime in like, oh, freedom. And they're like, what the fuck did you just say? And I'm like, Manhunt, right? Manhunt. That was
freedom.
Yeah.
They had everyone fucking scatter.
Yeah. Their version was a little different.
Would you guys play in your yards?
No. This is when I came over to Philly. Yeah.
Did you have real night vision goggles?
No. I mean, it was the 80s, so, you know, or early 90s. But I did. Not the real ones, but they were, you know, not the ones I wanted, but, you know, the cheap version, I guess.
Did your parents not love you?
Six, you have to read your text out loud.
That's
right
what
now.
I asked them.
I'm reading reviews on the open mic that we're talking about going to. The first one I saw is worst bar I have ever been to. Extremely rude staff. Bartender is the cook, cleaner, cashier, waiter, everything. Hole in the wall. The drinks were cheap, though.
Sounds like my kind of bar. I'm sold.
Yeah,
sold.
Fantastic.
You don't have to read any more reviews.
I know the rich kids are like, oh, no way.
Tom's like, fuck that place.
No, I'm in.
Where's our butler?
Listen, this was years ago.
Yeah.
I'm from Philly.
All right.
The next one was remembering phone numbers.
Oh, my God.
No. I don't even know my girlfriend's number.
I don't know my girlfriend's
number.
And I know
she's going to hear this, definitely don't know it. It's a 557's in there somewhere. I know that.
267's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Perfect example for this. I've been to this house. This is Rick's house that we're recording in. I've been here. It's been a little over a year since you've been here, and I've been here. Like, I've been here since you've
lived
here.
I've been here for fucking 5 years,
right.
Bro.
But since I've been here, it's been a year. I've been here probably 50 times. When you said, where is it at? I text him, what's your address again?
Yeah.
It's a year. That's maybe the 20th text I've sent you asking for your address.
True.
I know how to get here. I just don't give a fuck what his address is. And that's how much you don't remember shit.
I know my mom's
still
phone number.
Still know my home's phone number from New Jersey, but, you know, don't know your phone number.
I only remember my parents' home number from back in the day. That was
about
it.
That's the only one I do remember is that. Like, you remember like six numbers and that's it. I actually remember not having to dial an area code.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was luxury.
Holy shit. You just dial. You just remember. All I had to remember was fucking seven numbers and not fucking 10.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's too many.
Too many numbers.
We're not used to having that many numbers. I mean,
yeah,
Tom's
seriously.
Used to that
pin number.
Yeah.
Four number. That's it.
You know, security gate clearance numbers. For Sunday play dates. At the Montgomery household. Like Stuart Montgomery McRich. He's like, come over. We're going to dive in my money and coins.
He had to remember a family member was a third or the second.
Yeah.
When we played sports, there actually was one black kid that came over.
Was it the loop? Never mind. Nope. Gonna park that right away. Yeah, do that one.
Park that one over there.
I'm just kidding. There was no black kids.
Pay them. Yeah.
I'm just trying to fit in.
The butler was black.
Yeah.
You guys play like lacrosse. They're like, what'd you guys do on Saturday? And I'm like, I don't know. Tortured the bums out on 9th Street and ran away.
Do you guys kick the bum?
Yeah.
Free the slave?
Pretty much.
Freedom from getting HIV from kicking the bum?
Listen to cool stories from the meth addict on the corner. As long as we were in by when the streetlights went on, anything went. It was awesome.
That was one of the best parts about growing up in the city, though. I always had a homeless guy to buy me beer.
Oh, always. Dude. Sleepy? That was our guy.
We had this guy, Mike the Bum. He lived in the woods. It was great.
Mike the Bum.
Mike
he
the
lived
Bum.
Lived in the woods?
Lived in the woods. A little patch of woods up in northeast Philly. He lived in a tent. He had the saddest story ever.
Ugh. Now that guy.
Mike the Bum, yeah. Damn. He was fucking, we were like 16. Like, yo, Mike, go get his 40s. And we would tip him on top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't realize that 40s
I
were like.
I doubt fucking kids today do that shit.
we didn't realize that 40s were like $2. Yeah.
Yeah. So he told us there were $5.
I mean, I wouldn't say that to their face, but fuck them.
No, because I'm terrified of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, oh, hello, respectable young gentleman.
Yeah, yeah. I will definitely buy you beer.
You know what? Those black socks and sandals look great.
But yeah, we would give him like, yo, Mike, go get us 40s. Like, all right, we'll get you 40s. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking give him $5, come back, like, oh, yeah, another $5. Then we tip him on top of that or buy him one.
Mm-hmm.
When we got old enough, we realized that they were actually like $1.75.
Yeah,
we were buying like fucking like Hurricane 40s.
Lasers.
Ironically, didn't we get burned
once buying cigarettes?
Oh, we always used to burn buying cigarettes. I remember.
No, we got burned. Like, I think some dude burned us.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like, we were like, yo, get us cigarettes. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he like came walking out and we like walked towards him and he was like, meet me around the back. And then did.
Oh, yeah.
And just took off.
That definitely happened. The dude definitely beat us for $4 where the fuck cigarettes were there.
We could have had 8 packs of cigarettes for that money.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, that bum. All right, so this was 16. About 4 years ago, I'm back up in Northeast. I'm at the Wawa on Knights Road. Who do I see? Mike the Bump, still alive and kicking. So I'm 30 now. So this is like, oh, I'm like 26. So this is literally like 10 years, 8 years after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Going Wawa. I'm like, Mike, it's fucking Rick. You remember me? He's like, oh, what's up, dude? Oh, blah, blah,
blah. He still I'm does
like,
that.
Oh, yeah, he still does that. And I'm like, oh, dude, like, are you hungry? Like, what do you want, man? I'll buy, you know, I'm fucking old now, so I can actually buy him shit and, you know, not fucking tip him $2 for a fucking 40. I'm like, do you hungry, dude? He's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, all right, cool. Go inside, buy like 3 hot dogs. You know, they're $1.29 at Wawa. Bag of chips, a fucking water, bring it back out. I'm like, oh, Mike, it's good to see you. Good to see you're still alive and all that shit. He's like, all right, you know, I'm still in the woods. Blah, blah, blah.
I love how every sentence ends like, blah, blah, blah. He's gargling on something.
So I give him
does this guy have like almost drowning disease?
Yeah. Like, Eric, blah, 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 blah.
That's what I sound like when I eat a hot dog, too. Don't worry about it. Like the bum.
Sucking.
I can't wait for Emily for the next barbecue Emily's at. Like, that's a good point.
I can't wait to know Emily more, so I'm going to say she was fucking gargling cock.
Gargling dog.
So I fucking hand him the bag. He's like, oh, thanks, man. So I'm sitting there shooting a shit, catching up as much as I can catch up on a fucking homeless guy. And he fucking opens up a hot dog, takes out the hot dog, throws away the bun. I'm like, nice. Mike, what are you doing, dude?
He's
like,
on Atkins, like, man. What do you want?
No, exactly. I'm like, Mike, what are you doing? Like, that's the most filling part. He's like, oh, I got to watch my carbs. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, you're homeless. You're begging for fucking change in a Northeast Philadelphia
that's
fucking
Wawa. That's fantastic.
Wild. I was cracking up. It was great.
That's good, man. I like it.
Carbs.
Watching
my
carbs.
God. I got to watch my
Even
carbs.
Even homeless guys.
Christ. Watch my carbs. Because if he has more carbs, he's fatter, and then he's a more delicious homeless person, and his face is going to get eaten off.
It's true.
So you know what? He was foreseeing
Smart
shit.
I have to pour some beer out for Mike the Bum, because last year I was on Facebook, and somebody posted up in the Northeast Philly.
He probably messaged you.
No, in the Northeast Philly like page, somebody posted up, RIP Mike the Bum, thanks for buying his beers all these years. He passed away like last year in the woods.
This one's too old, I think. I think this is a little too... Hoping the nearest movie theater got the movie you wanted to see. That might be a little too old for us.
Yeah, if you grew up in Jersey.
It says, like, what is a multiplex, but I'm pretty sure we've all been alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
That's too old.
Unless Emily, she's fucking 87.
Checking box
the
doors.
The talkies. See, this is... I don't know, Brian.
Brian, you might... I don't know. I'm checking box scores in the morning.
Absolutely.
For sports.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to wait for your dad to get done with the paper and be like, hey, what happened? Shut up.
Yay,
shut
sports.
The hell up.
The best
Go!
Part is...
Vikings. I don't know.
It was so big in my house, man.
So
Sunday paper,
part,
forget about it.
The best part of the
forget
end of this is just says, not having access to everything ever.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is definitely. And that's what makes these kids so scary. Because you could, back in the day, you could, like, if you saw a kid walking down the street, you'd be like, fuck you little shit. You know, I'll do this, that, and the other. And the kids will be like, you know what? I Googled that. That's not even that bad. Because I could do this, that, and the other to you. I'd be like, you got me. You got me. I'm going to walk this way.
Because, like, I just smell bath salts. I'll just eat your fucking face.
Yeah,
you kidding me? You kidding me, old head?
Yeah, it's funny because kids don't have to. I've had maybe since I've been. I'm 31 now. I'll be 32 next week.
Oh, so you're not the oldest person in the room.
No. And. Congrats on
making it to 32.
And.
Put your phone away.
And. I haven't had many kids. I've had a couple, you know, here and there ask me to buy them beer. Not ever cigarettes. Cigarettes, they just sell them anymore. But beer,
they don't even smoke.
No.
Kids don't even fucking smoke.
They're
dude.
Conscious.
No.
Cigarettes are bad
bunch
for you.
Assholes.
It's
very true.
The thing is, though, when you look at these kids, what we were saying earlier, like,
everyone works out and everyone looks so much older. Like, it's dangerous. Like, I, you know, when I got out of high school, like 5-6 years out of high school, I look back and I was like, these girls are in high school? They're like, yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And everyone always says, like, oh, where were these girls when I was in high school?
All right. So it's 3 hours later. We had technical difficulties and we went to the worst open mic ever. And now we're ending the podcast because we've tried 8 times to end it. And this is going to be the end. So this is the end? Is this the end?
My only friend.
My only friend. This is the end. This is the end.
We're podcasting friends, but we're not really sure how this podcast ends. We're trying to get together, but we're not really sure. Oh, yeah. Let's do some more. I think we're ready to get together. So let's get together now. Oh, yeah. We're podcasting friends. Would you like to do this? I think you would like to be with the podcast friend. Oh, yeah, podcast friend!
Somebody say yeah, nigga.
Not really sure.